Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Another day, another vault.
Episode 27. I missed it on the last one.
You didn't say
I realized that. No.
Maybe this is 28.
Oh, who knows? 27, 28, 40.
Yeah, this is 28.
It might be. I was thinking that.
I think it's 28.
It might be 28.
22 whispers.
Let's see.
24.
Good podcast.
Top of mind. 23 was top of mind. 24 was spelling bee. 25 and 26 was MRE. 27 was Memorial Day. This is 28.
This is 28.
Wow, you done messed it up.
That's all right.
Yeah, we're going to put a warning out right now. No, I lied. We'll get through the fact and the joke, and then we're going to put a warning out.
You sure?
We'll put two warnings out. Okay. This is probably not an this is definitely not an episode you want to listen to with your kids. And this is also not an episode for grandparents, parents to hear. I mean, parents probably going to listen to it. Probably. My parents. Grandparents, yeah. You don't want to listen to this episode. We're going to get a little too into it. We're going to go a little past the line that we'd never cross. We're crossing that line today just because. I don't know. I guess we feel like it. I don't really know what to tell you.
It'll be interesting. It'll be a fun one.
It'll be something.
On episode 28.
So episode 28. We're just going to go straight into the...
fact.
Fact, yeah.
I got you.
So, do you use OMG a lot?
No.
Okay, well, did you know that OMG can be traced back to 1917?
Really?
Yep. In Parliament, the British Navy Admiral John Arbuthnot Fisher wrote, "Winston Churchill rumors of new titles that would soon be bestowed." He wrote, and quote, "I hear that a new order of knighthood is on the tapis. OMG, shower it on the Admiralty." He literally wrote, "Winston Churchill, OMG."
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That might be more funny than my joke.
That's like texting OMG before texting was even thought of. He wrote it in a letter. OMG. You know, Churchill was like, what the hell?
When was that?
1917.
Dang.
You know, Churchill's like, what the hell?
Why? He's like, what does that stand for?
Yeah.
All right, he didn't want a joke. My wife asked me to go get 6 cans of Sprite from the grocery store.
Okay.
I realized when I got home that I had picked 7 up.
Oh, that's funny. That's a good one.
That's a good joke.
I appreciated that joke. As always, guess what we got for sale? Koozies.
Hats.
Red, white, $4. Safe. Has the vault paw underscore pod on it.
I'll be on
it. Yeah, I know. You couldn't see it because of the hat.
White and gray.
You said
20.
You said
15.
You said white and gray.
You never know. I felt like it was backwards.
Here's the final warning. Probably want to turn off now.
Yep.
Because it's going to get dirty.
Two friends in a room.
Yes, we will. But before we get too far into it, I do want to say it is Ethan's month. Oh, so God. Let's give a big round of applause for Ethan. It's his month. It's like he gets a whole month to celebrate him. And just, hey.
You've been waiting 3 days to say that.
I have, because it's Ethan's month, and I'm so proud of him. You know, I knew it for a long time. It's a cover-up.
It's a cover-up.
Liz, your cover-up, apparently. You got anything to say?
No, you started off. We'll roll with it. I mean, other than what you just started off with.
You don't like that?
No.
Oh, sorry. Sorry I hurt your feelings.
It's all right, SpongeBob.
Okay, wow. That's a little hurtful. I have a question before we get into all this, because I was thinking about it yesterday when we were fishing.
Well, we were fishing yesterday?
Yeah, we went fishing yesterday.
We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Is a canoe a boat or is a canoe a canoe? Is a kayak a boat?
Yeah, I heard somebody call a kayak a boat yesterday. So,
is a kayak a boat or is a kayak a canoe? Or is a kayak a canoe or is a kayak a kayak? Is a canoe a boat? What makes a boat a boat?
I feel like a boat is any kind of recreational device that you can float on.
So a canoe is a boat?
Yes.
A kayak's a boat?
Yes.
Serious. Maybe, I don't know.
That's interesting. I feel like it. They're both boats. I mean, yes and no.
Is lasagna a casserole? Yes. Obviously.
Yes, it is.
Technically, we looked yes.
That up. It is. You can't argue it. I don't agree with it, but it is.
Yeah, because you're wrong. I almost said a dirty word.
Yeah, I know. I caught that. What was it?
I almost said you're freaking wrong. But I don't know. I just feel weird calling a canoe.
Oh, boy.
A canoe, a boat. It feels weird.
It does feel weird. Like, if you see a canoe, I'm like, say, hey, look at that boat. When I think of a boat, I think it's on a trailer. I mean, I guess sometimes...
When I think of a boat, I think of the Titanic.
That's a ship.
Is a ship a boat?
Technically, yeah.
So therefore what I just said. I think of the Titanic, you said that's a ship, therefore that's a boat.
Yeah, but you say, hey, I'm going to go on a cruise. I mean, I guess you could say you're going to go on a big boat.
It is a big boat.
I mean, it is a big boat. Isn't it odd how big... heavy objects like that
can float.
Can float.
Here's going. Keep it on this fishing subject. Is it weird to you? I know we talked about this yesterday a little bit. That you, when you go fishing, you stand on the bank and cast out to the middle. But when you're on a boat in the lake, you're in the middle casting out to the bank.
So.
Does that not, like, you don't think about it, like, hey, you just stand on the bank and just pop it down?
So when I go fishing off of the bank, I don't cast out in the middle.
I know, but I'm saying you're casting that way.
No.
You don't cast into the damn parking lot.
No. So when I'm fishing.
So you obviously have to cast out towards the middle.
Unless I'm catfishing. When I'm catfishing, I do that. But if I'm just bass fishing, I'll get up on the bank and I'll cast parallel with the bank about 10 feet out.
Therefore, casting towards the middle. No. You're not casting towards the bank. You're casting towards the middle.
I'm definitely casting towards the bank, though.
You're casting towards the middle. You're going.
I'm casting with the bank.
You're still going towards the middle of it, though. You're going. Yeah. You're on the bank. You're going that way. That's toward. Like, even if you're going at an angle, you're still going that way.
Yeah, I guess so.
Gosh, I'll tell you what. I had a bunch of dummies on the podcast today. And it's only one, and it's sitting right next to me. But I can't make fun of him because it's his month.
No.
No, it's not your month, or no, correct. I can't make fun of you.
No, you can make fun of me.
Okay. I'm still gonna it's still your month. Let me ask you this question. What's the minimum amount of money you would take to, you know, give the old gluck gluck 3,000?
We've talked about this.
What's the minimum amount of money you would take to suck a penis?
Dude, $150,000.
$150,000.
Yeah. See, a lot of people say $1 million.
I'm just saying, I don't know if $150,000.
That's a lot of money. In cash?
I think you gave me $250,000 cash in front of me. I'd think about it. There's gotta be stipulations. Yeah, there's gotta be big stipulations.
We talked about this before. The old gluck gluck 3,000.
There's gotta be stipulations. There can't be no stuff coming out of it.
That's fair.
Can't have none of that.
No.
That we ain't rocking with that.
No.
It's got to be a clean one.
Oh, yeah. No, those are facts.
I don't want no herpes syphilis afterwards.
No. Or sweat. That's gross.
Or sweat, yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's more stipulations I just can't think right now.
Like how long?
Not longer than 30 seconds? 30
seconds.
30 seconds. Max.
I feel like you wouldn't make that money in 30 seconds.
What do you mean?
I just don't feel like you'd make that money in 30 seconds.
Me?
Yeah.
Or you, like, as a whole, like, no one would make that money.
No one would make that offer.
You know, there's some desperate people out there.
I mean, I get it. Yeah, you.
No, hell no. I'll never offer anybody that. One, because I don't have it. The money.
No, I was talking about.
Oh, no, no. Hell no, I wouldn't take that up. Okay, fine. If it makes you feel better, like a minute.
I mean, it's better.
A minute,
then. I mean, it's not. None of it's good.
I would still.
None of it's good.
I wouldn't do it for $250,000, but I'd think about it. Like, you see $250,000 sitting in front of you on the table, you're gonna ponder stuff.
Ponder.
Yeah, it's like I'm down. We're going at it. $250,000. Ethan goes, "You give me a McChicken." We have a deal.
McChicken with some spicy sauce.
We got a deal.
So, hear me out.
Okay.
What's the least amount of money it would take for you to do anything else?
Oh.
Or is it just off the table?
That's off the table. Yeah. We're not even bringing a question. No. That's not even a question.
That's not even a question.
That is an exit only, brother.
Yeah.
That is an exit only.
Yep.
We ain't. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even look at it.
Dropping the Browns off at the Super Bowl and
that's
all.
That's all we do. Don't even look at me like that. I am not dropping the Super around anybody. Would you be, I say B, would you act gay for like a celebrity? Say Ryan Reynolds, he's not. He has a beautiful wife, Blake Lively. But that dude is a handsome man. Everyone can agree on that, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know where your head was at.
Reassure you.
Okay. Say he comes up and was like, "Yo, you just got to act like my husband for 3 months and I'll give you $5 million. Don't have to do anything with him. Just act."
How much? How many months?
3 months. $5 million.
Okay, hear me out.
You don't have to do anything. Don't have to sleep in the same bed as him. You just gotta act like his husband.
You just gotta, okay.
Just out in public, like holding hands.
Okay, so I gotta treat him like I treat you.
You don't hold my, you don't hold my hand.
Okay, we don't hold hands, but
I'm obviously the male in the relationship.
Oh, get out of here. We're obviously both males in the relationship.
No. You're the female in your own relationship with your wife.
That's fair.
I'm just saying, you just had to act it like you're on public, you hold hands. You just act it.
What if you gotta kiss him? It is what it is.
I mean, for $5 million for 3 months, I'd give Ryan Reynolds a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of kiss? Are we talking about like a...
No.
Like a Frenchie?
No.
Or just a little peck?
Yep.
A peck?
Just a show off.
I'd peck him on the lips for $5 million. Because if you think about it, those lips have kissed Blake Lively. In a roundabout way, I'm kissing Blake Lively.
Yeah, you could say
it's that. It's $5 million. It's not like I'm down there on my knees every night. I'm just a little peck on the forehead. Night, Sugar Bear.
It tucks him in.
I would tuck Ryan Reynolds into bed if he said, "Hey, here's $5 million.
Heck, $1 million.
Heck, it's Ryan Reynolds. You give me $250,000.
$1 million for a month.
Would you take $250,000 for a month?
No. I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Imagine the conversations you'd have with him.
So you get the money, but all expenses are paid also.
Like, he just pays for everything?
Yeah, you don't have to pay for anything.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting on a private jet. We're going somewhere. We're going charter fishing. Private charter.
I'm bringing them back here, showing them off. Look what we got.
Bring them home.
I'm just saying, you would. I think.
Yeah, I mean, Would you not?
No, I definitely would. I mean, okay. It also, there's stipulations to that too. It depends on who the celebrity is. Like, to act like the husband. It depends on what celebrity. I'm not just going to act like any celebrity's husband, like any male celebrity's husband.
Why not?
Because I don't like some male
celebrities. I mean, there's some of them that I don't like. I mean, there's a lot of them that I don't like.
That's what I'm saying. That's just be like, because I wouldn't want to put up with, like, see them every day.
I'm sure it's different, though, in a private setting.
I don't care. I mean, some people, like The Rock said that, I feel like I'd be like, no, because, like, dude, he's bigger than me. He could take advantage of me.
He'll throw you around.
Throw me around like a rag doll. And I don't know if I want that.
No.
I don't, I think.
God, that's funny.
I know I don't want that.
That's funny.
If you were a girl, say the roles are reversed. If you were a girl, what's the minimum amount you'd take to lick a coochie?
I feel like that's different.
It's the same thing as what I asked us. It's different. How's that different?
I don't know.
Because you're a girl?
Yes. I feel different about that situation.
I feel like it'd be the same amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
Like the minimum amount, like you would take.
Oh no! See, I was thinking the other way. Yes, I was going a different direction, not the other way.
Oh, you meant like if you were a girl, like what's the minimum amount you take to?
No.
Gluck 3000.
No. I'm saying, it's different if you're female, and you swing that way. In my mind, it's different.
I feel like it's the same way.
Or is it not?
I feel like if you're a female and you like females, it's the same as a male liking males.
No. See, I just don't. That just doesn't correlate in my mind.
You both.
I mean, I'm not saying either of us.
I'm trying to figure out how it's different.
It's not different. Obviously. Me and Liz talked about this the other day. She argued the same point you did.
But it's, like, not different. But it's like you're still liking the same sex. I don't know what that's like.
Paper.
Or you just say it out loud.
Say it out loud. It's the same.
I mean, like, I don't know what that experience is like because I've never thought about liking the same sex and never will.
No.
I like women.
I mean, you do you.
I do.
You're out there.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. No. I was like, I am.
No, if you're out there and...
Hey, you do you.
You know.
You live your life.
You live your life. I'm not going to hate on you. Just don't throw it in my face.
I'm not going to hate on you. Just don't do anything.
That's anything. That, like, political views or...
Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying. I feel like it'd be the same amount. Like, if I was in a girl's body and they're like, hey.
Yeah.
Minimum amount you take. Gotta be like, probably the same. It's got to be clean.
Yeah, it's got to be clean.
There's a lot more working on. I don't know. There's a lot of layers down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of layers down there.
I don't know. I think it'll almost have to be more.
More?
Yeah. More than what I said. More than 150,000. I said 150.
150. But you gonna? I'm just saying, you're a girl, and someone walks in right now, lays $150,000 cash on that table. And says, lick that coochie. You're going to say, you're not going to be like, you're just going to say no right off the bat. You're not even going to think about it.
Oh, no. I'm definitely entertaining the thought.
I think you're pulling the other girl's pants down. I think you're getting that. I think you're going to lay that like a Tootsie Pop. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? I don't know. Let's find out. A one. A two.
That's funny.
Yeah,
when you put it that way.
Yeah, you put it that way. I mean.
So somebody walks in right now.
Uh-huh.
Throws $150,000 on the table.
Okay.
Says, glug 3,000.
I don't think I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking it's an automatic no. $150,000? I'll look at the money.
My house off.
I'll look at the money.
Yeah, but see, we're in different spots in life.
Yeah, I look at the money like, no, I need money.
I get that.
I'm going to look at it. Like, it also depends on who walks in the door. And who's I got to suck. I'm just saying, it comes down to it. I'm like, I don't think so.
I feel like we spent a lot of time on this.
He throws down an extra $100,000, though. I say, that's a lot of money.
Money. You get 30 seconds.
That's gonna be my first question. How long?
What if he said 5 minutes?
No. $150,000 for 5 minutes? No.
My jaw would hurt.
Yeah. That's like, would you rather give up cheese or blowjobs? Blowjobs. Hurts my jaw.
I couldn't help but laugh. I knew where you were going with that. I should have let you have the joke today.
It does, man. Cheese stops me up. Blowjobs just hurts my jaw.
This is definitely X-rated.
Yeah, I hope our gosh.
Good thing you entered for the X-rated on all the podcast.
Yeah, that's no good. Kidding. Well, it's a parental advisory episode.
Yeah. So.
If you, what? Go ahead.
No, you talk.
Go ahead.
I know what I'm going to say.
Go ahead. I know what I'm going to say. Go ahead.
You ever done a beer chug?
Like a beer chug?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Okay, you've done a beer chug, right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
you ever done a butt chug?
No, I've thought about it. Not going to lie. Hard to get you messed up. I'd entertain the offer. For free.
For free? So who's going
to... Does that make you gay if you do a butt chug?
See...
Time out. Does that make...
Hang on. Here's what I'm thinking. So you have to insert something into your butt.
Yeah. But at what point does it become gay? Because you're doing it for a different reason. You're doing it to get drunk. Because once that blood touches... Or the alcohol touches your blood. Yeah. It's for a different reason, though. So I feel like it's not gay. Or is it?
I mean, I guess it depends on if you like it when it's inserted or pulled out.
I guess
out.
It depends on how far it inserts, right? If it's just a little bit, just a tip. Well, I mean, just a tip.
It just opens
just
it up.
Just a tip is, I mean, that happens.
I mean, if it's just enough to give the spout the opening.
Yeah.
Then I guess it'll be okay.
But you know what they say, just a tip is, I mean, it counts.
Yeah.
I feel like it's for a different purpose. But then people be like, well... I shoved a toothbrush up there to clean it. It was for a different purpose. Yeah, it got me there.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking it may be gay to do a butt chug. Thinking I don't want to do it anymore. Thank you talking me out of it.
You're welcome. I wouldn't help you with it either.
Oh, no.
Just so we're clear.
Oh, no. I would never. No.
Just so we're clear here. No helpsies on the butt chug.
That'd be the most awkward thing. Helping someone would with a butt chug.
Would I help you pour it, or would I help you stick it in?
Definitely not the last one. Definitely not that one. Please, God, don't ever say that to me again. That just got weird.
That's funny.
Would you do a butt chug?
No.
Ever? Before this whole if it's gay or not talk?
I don't think so.
Interesting.
I really don't think so.
I want to know what it feels like to get, like, that drunk that quick.
I know what it feels like. You take some shots of some pickle juice, and you're done.
No.
Which is
no,
good, by the way.
No.
We just had a taste of some pickle juice vodka.
Not today.
It was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It was fire.
It was good.
No cap.
No cash.
You busted.
If you was a girl,
I'm listening.
Would you just be throwing around that coochie wherever?
I'm not gonna lie, I think I would. No self-respect.
I think I'm not gonna lie, I'd probably be a pretentious bitch. Like, I would throw that shit around so much, but also, like, you gotta earn it. Like, I'm not just gonna walk down the street with it hanging out.
Yeah,
I'd probably walk around the street with, like, a tit hanging out just to tease him a little bit.
That's funny.
One, my left tit and my right ass cheek. Okay. They kind of balance each other out. But I'd be like, you know, I'd make you earn it. Like, hey, you're not just going to walk up and be like, hey, you want to, hey, you want to, but I'd be like, they'd be like, hey, here's a McChicken. I'd be like, oh, I'm wet. Take my pants off.
It's a spicy McChicken.
Oh!
Speaking of spicy chicken sandwiches, there's a chicken sandwich war going on right now in between all the fast food
facts
chains.
I wasn't done with my conversation, but facts. Okay, I sponsored that apparently from Ethan.
Yeah, kind of. Burger King, you're welcome. Me and Heflin over here had a spicy chicken sandwich yesterday.
That's pretty good.
And it was very good.
It was solid.
It had the flavor of Nashville chicken. Like the breading on it. You know, the breading's like a little bit drier. Not drier, but like a... If you ever had Nashville chicken, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it doesn't have like the wet sauce on it. It's more like a dry rub.
Yeah.
And then it had like a spicy mayo on it.
It was good.
It was delicious.
Mozzarella sticks were...
Yeah, they just brought down the meal. They you were needed to up your game.
Below par.
On the mozz sticks. Way below par. If I could shoot below par on golf,
yeah,
that'd be awesome. But those are nice.
That one was
Sounds like you've been butt chugging.
No. Jesus Christ.
What's that on the floor?
I pooped myself. Going back, I think I'd throw that around. Thanks for sponsored ad read, by the way.
Yeah. No, they should pay us.
If anybody wants to pay us,
yeah, anyway.
We'll read. If you got a business, want to sponsor us, we'll throw your logo up behind us.
Yep. We'll read you a 30-second ad.
We will. I'll read it.
For the low price of $24.99 a month. That's very cheap for everybody.
You came in here and gave us a sponsor deal. Ethan would think about getting on his knees with that Glug Glug 3000. He'd be like,
no.
Maybe. No, I'd throw that around, though.
I'm with you on that.
I really think I would hate, if I was a girl, I'd hate to be my father.
Yes. I'm not, but yes.
Wouldn't that just be rough? I'd go out every weekend.
Every weekend.
You know what?
Go out every night.
No, I go out every night. You know what I'd hate though?
I'm listening. What would you hate?
To be a hot girl. I hope if I was a girl, I wouldn't be ugly.
You'd be like a 6.
No, I for sure am feeling like a 7.3.
No, you would want to be.
No, I'd want to be like a 7. 7 or 8. I wouldn't want to be like, okay, I shouldn't say I would hate to be a hot girl. I would love to be a hot girl, but I would hate to be an ugly girl. Like, I don't want to be the one that when they go out, they're like, because the guys are like this too. They're like, oh, there's the ugly friend. There's the ugly friend. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be the ugly friend. That's why I got Ethan. It doesn't work anymore because he's married. So maybe I'm the ugly friend.
Yeah. You're the lonely third wheel. You better watch out what you say. Word.
Did you just try to flex on me as we're sitting
watch
here?
Out.
Every friend group has the ugly friend, and it used to be Ethan. Now he's married, so I guess it's me.
Yeah.
Wow, this episode took a turn for the worse.
Yeah. Hating on you. The life of hating on Austin.
That sounded like a gunshot. I thought I was dead.
You might be. Here in a second.
Would you dress like a slut?
No.
You would just be like baggy shirt? And be like...
What kind of piercings would you have?
Oh, I don't think I'd have anything. Just my ears.
Think so?
Yeah. I think it hurt
too. I'd have my belly button pierced.
Oh, I'd get my belly button pierced with a little butterfly?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the dangly butterflies. You know, like the stud and it's got a dangly butterfly.
That'd be cool. I think we should do it right now.
I think we know too much about piercings.
I'll take that back.
She said we should do that right now.
When I say slut, I didn't mean like that because that was very offensive. I wouldn't dress. I wouldn't dress
provocative.
Nice. Provocative. I apologize for what I said. You mean you wouldn't have a tit hanging out?
I don't know about hanging out.
But you, I feel like you'd be the one that'd be like rocking baggy shirts, and they'd be like, no. And then like, you'd be like at the pool, and then you'd take it off like your, you know how like have the outerwear? It's like, triple D's, they're like, holy shit.
You got so excited there, talking about it.
You're like, wow, did not see that one coming. Did not see that one coming.
That's funny. That is funny.
You don't know how you dress? You know the one thing, if
I'd wear sundresses.
We're not going to get on that subject because those are hot.
I agree.
A little duck fart right there. No. You know what I wouldn't wear? Those knee-high boots.
Oh, God, no. For one, those are ugly.
Yeah.
Real ugly. Nobody likes them.
No.
I'm hating on you. Nobody likes them.
If you got them and you know us,
throw them away.
Sorry about you.
No, I'm not sorry about it.
It was a sarcastic comment. Well,
they need to know that I'm being serious.
What would your hot girl tattoo be? Because everyone has one.
Definitely a butterfly on my right shoulder.
Oh, wow. You thought way too quick about that.
It's the first thing that came to mind.
I don't think I would get. Would you get Would you get the one between the boobs?
Yeah, I think so.
You think you would?
I think so. I don't even know what it is.
I just get it's something
like
there,
like a bunch of little triangles and squares, and then it's got little things hanging off of it.
I'd get the alphabet.
The alphabet.
Yeah, A, B, C, and then D, with an arrow pointing down.
Arrow pointing down. That's funny.
Would you get
that? Is good. You thought about that for a while.
No, I just thought about that right
no
now.
No way.
Would you get like the Bible verse down the whole spine?
No, that's dumb.
I feel like that. I mean, too much.
If it's got purpose,
I feel like I'd get
yes,
like a
but
like a cheetah.
Like on, I feel my, like tattoos have to have purpose before you can do them.
I feel like I get like a cheetah. On
that's
my
why I've only got one.
A cheetah on my hip. You know.
Yeah. That's fair.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, see, I
don't know. Would you get
ink's
in gotta
be meaningful.
Would you get between the boobs or like an under boob?
An under. It depends.
If you got those big bazookas, the people be like, you'd be like, hey, look at this, boys. Pah, and it's like, hey, boys.
Hey, boys.
Hey, boys.
No. On a real note, I think for me, ink has to be something meaningful. Don't come at me.
Nah, I mean,
there's a compass on your chest. Yeah, I know.
There's a time and a place. I feel like it. You gotta. Everyone's different. I mean, if you, I for the most part agree. Like, hey, there's some tattoos that I want them. Like, they're not that meaningful. I think
right.
They're funny. I would get them because they're like, kind of cool.
I think it'd be cool for like a half sleeve, but
what are you gonna put on it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
American flag.
Let me ask you this question, because we're getting up there in time too before we leave. Is it different for a guy and a girl in their downstairs region for hair? Is it different?
I don't get what you're asking.
So pubic hair.
Well, no, pubic hair's on your face. I get that's what you're
asking. Is it different? Like, for a guy to have a big bush and a girl to have a big bush? Or is it, like, is it the same way, like, you know what I'm saying? Do you still not get what I'm saying?
No, I get it. Like, the way I feel about it. Like,
yeah, like, the way you feel about it. Like, if you were a girl, would you have a bit, would you shave it? Or, like, would you do designs? I feel like I'd do a heart. But, like, I wouldn't let it grow to, like, where it was the Amazon. Like, I'd keep it trimmed. Like a nice, like know. Augusta National, but a heart.
I don't know.
Like, you know, like the fairway at Augusta National. It's about that tall, you know, real nice where they play the Masters, just so you know.
Do you understand how nice hair has to grow for it to be?
Dude, I'm getting some weed whackers. I'm putting like...
He's going through there with a weed trimmer.
Nah, I'm getting those. I'm gonna get like a striping kit for it. No, make it in diagonal patterns, a heart. Would that not look sick as shit though?
I feel like clean shaven, that's it.
Oh, I would agree. But I'm just saying. if a girl pulled down her pants and it was a heart that had like a diamond diagonal pattern, you'd be like, that's pretty cool.
I'd say she's a hoe. Those are facts.
Why?
You don't spend that much time.
But you know she's well clean.
I mean, I guess so. Yeah.
Because who's going to take that much time?
Yeah.
Or maybe she's just doing it for the right person.
Maybe.
I'd do a lightning bolt. I'm thinking about doing a lightning bolt now. I don't have any, but I'm thinking about it.
That's funny.
Letting it grow out.
You can't even grow hair.
Wow.
Wow. Coming at you hard this morning.
Would you ever get a tramp stamp?
Thought about it.
Shut up.
I'm just kidding. No.
Jesus Christ, that scared me for a second. I said, well, it is your month.
No, never. You mean right now or if I was a woman?
Both.
No. I think they're...
Both to know?
Both to know. I think they're kind
of... Both to know. And you agreed with it. I just realized that. You said, yeah, both to know.
I think they're kind of sleazy.
Really?
Would you agree? I guess it depends on what it is. If you got one of them real thin butterflies that go all the way across your back, that's sleazy. Or if you've got one of them ancient markings that go all the way across your back, also sleazy.
I feel like you'd be the type of person if you were...
Judges real hard on tattoos.
Yeah. No, when I said I'd be a pretentious bitch, you would be a pretentious bitch if you were a girl. You'd be like, girl?
I'm emotional as a guy. Me as a female. There's a lot more hormones that go into that.
I mean, sometimes I'm a pretentious bitch right now.
Yeah, I've seen it. You should have saw him yesterday. He was hungry. He said, I don't care if we go fishing or not. It's 7 a.m. Well, guess what? Tired. We're going. And we had a heck of a time. It was fun. I had fun. I don't know.
I had fun.
We caught a lot of fish.
I got sunburned.
I got sunburned, but it turned almost into a tan by last night.
I got tan. You can't really tell. My legs got sunburned.
So, here's another thing. If you were a woman...
I'm tanning every day.
Okay, that's not
but what I'm not, ask. But yes. I'm not going to make myself look like super dark, but... Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to see those tan lines.
Yeah.
It's going to be whiter than a ghost. I'll be like, oh, whoa, whoa. I'm tanning naked, though.
Okay.
People walk by, they'll be like, huh. Ain't much there. Is that a little boy?
That's what they say now.
Oh, you're not wrong. All right, what was your question?
You made me forget.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, no, you did.
Sorry.
I forgot.
We were talking about
tattoos.
Yeah,
you got me on that one.
What about
tattoos? I forgot. No, it wasn't anything to do with tattoo. I was changing the subject.
Would you get your nipples pierced if boy or girl?
No.
Really?
I don't think no.
Really?
No.
Would you think about it if you were a girl?
No.
I would not even think about it.
No.
I feel like that would hurt. I wouldn't think about it. I've thought about it. I've thought about it being a girl, and I'd be like, hell no.
That hurt. It had something to do with being a woman. Me asking the question. If you're a woman, would you do something? But I can't remember it because you got me off.
Sorry.
The only time you can cut me off is whenever I say, hey, I know what I'm going to say. And then that's when you can be like, all right.
All right, sorry.
I'll remember it.
I apologize.
Maybe not today, but yeah. I'll remember
it. Well, we'll do another episode like this because this was rather fun, actually. You get to see what
we talk about this all day. Yeah, this really is our could. Normal conversations.
It's not
wherever we go.
It's not pretty.
Something about fishing.
If I was a girl, would I go fishing?
No. It was something about fishing. I don't know.
You know, I wish we had yesterday while we was fishing. Alcohol.
Poison. That's not allowed.
You can't drink alcohol on the water.
No.
That's definitely a lie.
You're not supposed to. Not on public waterways.
Well, while you're fishing?
While you're operating a boat.
Yeah.
I was operating a canoe. So can't do that.
Did you realize that I said, you know what I wish we had, or I had?
Yeah, you didn't
say alcohol. I wasn't operating a boat. I was sitting there watching you operate a boat.
Honestly. Man, you caught the heck out of fish last night. Yesterday.
Morning. We didn't go last night.
Yesterday morning.
All right.
Yep. You know, I'm not remembering what I was going
to
ask.
Yeah, I know. So. That's why I was trying to just.
Yeah, I know.
All right. as always, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at the vault underscore pod.
YouTube, the vault podcast.
If you actually do want to sponsor us, that would be lovely. I'd love you forever.
That would be a sponsoring moon.
Huh?
That'd be us doing ads.
Yeah, and I would give you the best ad read of your life. I promise you that.
I'd give also the next best ad read. You never know until we do it.
Yeah. If you like this episode, or like what we talked about, want us to do it again.
Or give us, you want X-rated topics to talk about.
Yeah.
Because we'll do it, we'll maybe.
We will.
We will.
We don't care, we'll do it. There will be a warning on any future episode like this. Yeah. Other than that, I hope Margot Robbie didn't listen to this. I definitely lost all interest. She definitely lost all interest in me that I had built like, up.
What? No. He'd do the Glug Glug 3000? For how much? He's cheap.
He's cheap. other than that, I think we're Gucci flip-flops.
Yeah, Gucci flip-flops.